Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Enrique, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I see you've done a lot to your office. Looks you know, clean, unlike mine.
We just got rid of some Christmas stuff that was still lying around.
Well, thanks for joining me again today on the podcast. As you know, we talk about a question or a topic every week. And the question this week is about licensing. GDE can be licensed a variety of different ways, perpetual licensing specifically, or subscription-based licensing. In your perspective or with your experience with customers, is there a particular licensing model that customers prefer?
That's a very good question. I see a tendency to go more on a subscription-based licensing. I think that that is resonating throughout the customers that I work with. Of course, you know, ownership of licenses has always been, you know, crucial for some customers. They do want their perpetual licenses, but over the years, they realize that, you know, renewals just go up and up and up. So they want to see different ways of licensing and subscription model. You don't like the product, you know, you end your subscription. Or you don't need as much as you originally bought for, you just reduce it. Nobody's going to cry. You just very flexible towards the things that you do with the software.
And how does this map to the old discussion about OpEx versus CapEx?
Well, I mean, like most organizations out there, if you're going to buy perpetual, you need to budget for it. And budgets come once a year most of the time. If you didn't budget for it, then you have to wait a year, basically. When it's OPEX and there's a need for data protection, which is what encryption does, you may get those funds faster than if you do the CapEx because of, you know, budgetary constraints. So that's flexibility towards the customer. And for us in sales, you know, some sellers might say, well, it's not as lucrative as perpetual commissions wise. It's not, you know, IBM is looking at closing multi-year subscription offerings, which, you know, are almost equivalent to perpetual as we did before.
Now, also with subscription or the OpEx model, it seems like customers can move more quickly to acquire GDE. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. It is a fair assessment. And again, this is something that's not known by a lot of our people. So, you know, when you think about that, there's two things. Just count the number of servers that contain the data that will be encrypted. And then you have those two models, whether it's perpetual or subscription-based.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time today to speak with us about licensing. Before we bring it to a close, as always, do you have any thoughts?
No, it's just keep up with your subject matter experts. They can help you understand better any licensing questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.